We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley is behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you join the show here. And we got a lot to talk about on this Wednesday evening. A washout, a rainout down in Washington. So no Phillies game tonight. And they're going to play a 1 o'clock game tomorrow. We're going to try to connect with Mike O'Connor of Rights to Ricky Sanchez coming up in a couple minutes. Mike is going to be he wrote a good column yesterday about Ben Simmons and this entire situation and how we got here and really what the heck's going on. And Ben Simmons, like, just the idea that he is asking out, just the idea that Ben Simmons wants out of Philadelphia, it's rich. I mean, the idea that this guy is at all upset with the Sixers franchise is mind-boggling to me. I mean, think about the last few years. The Sixers have bent over backwards to, you know, do everything for Ben Simmons. Defend Ben Simmons when he struggles. Pretend his deficiencies don't matter. Let Jimmy Butler walk. Let's make Ben Simmons feel comfortable. Let him be the point guard. All these things for all these years, trying to bend over backwards for Ben Simmons. And now push comes to shove, a little criticism in mixed in, some trade rumors, and now Ben Simmons says, I'm out. I want out. Let's talk about this. Joel Embiid's comments today and where the heck Daryl Morey goes with this Simmons thing with Mike O'Connor of Rights to Ricky Sanchez. Mike, how you doing tonight?
I'm good, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
We're excited to talk to you. I know you wrote yesterday about kind of this whole saga where we're at now with, you know, the season not that far away. And Ben Simmons, according to reports, saying he wants out. It's not just the Sixers trying to move him. Now Ben Simmons is requesting a trade and may not even show up to training camp. Mike, your reaction to the latest here on this this pretty amazing saga?
Yeah, I mean, the simplest way I can put it is that I totally understand Ben Simmons wanting to be traded. I think it makes a lot of sense for him to want a fresh start. But I think that the way that his camp has tried to shape this storyline is completely ridiculous. The idea that he has been victimized in any way by the organization. I think that the narrative that he was thrown under the bus after game seven has gone way too far. I think he's very reasonable to ask out, but I think him developing a victim complex on his way out the door just doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't. And what's strange is, like, sometimes this happens, right? A team and a player, it doesn't work, and then they go their separate ways. But it's always felt to me, Mike, like the Sixers have been bending over backwards since they drafted this guy at number one to make him feel comfortable, his position, his coach, you know, max contract, you know, all these things they've done to really try to make him comfortable, even lately, you know, with Doc Rivers really kind of bending over backwards to say he wasn't a problem. These issues that were obvious issues, not that big of a deal. And yet now the first sign the Sixers might be frustrated, he's like, well, then I'm out. It's almost like this guy's got a lack of self-awareness on what's gone on here the last 5 years.
Yeah, and that's 100% right. And you've seen that over the course of these 5 years in terms of them building around him. And Ben has campaigned publicly and privately that he wants to be the point guard. He wants to be the lead ball handler. And they've gone out of their way to make really difficult decisions and really big bets to let him do that. And the most obvious example is not bringing back Jimmy Butler, right? And we all saw how valuable Jimmy Butler was to this team, and they decided to not bring him back because he didn't fit that well with Ben Simmons. I mean, that's just the reality of it, right? And the other example of it, you know, like you touched on, I mean, I don't think enough has even been made. I think, you know, you've done a good job highlighting this, but the extent that Doc Rivers went to defend him throughout the entire regular season was insane. It was an unprecedented coddling of a professional athlete. I have never heard a coach of any team in any sport coddle their player in that way. Just completely deny any fault ever, right? And the one time that he makes a stray comment after a frustrating loss, Ben needs to demand a trade now? It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, it was comical. I mean, to the point where I thought at one point early in the playoffs, Mike, during the Washington series, that Doc Rivers was condescending to the Philadelphia fan base. Like, basically saying, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know basketball. And, like, I'm not going to fight with him if he says he knows more than me. Fine. Like, he does. He's Doc Rivers. He's a player, a coach, a champion. But, like, I don't need to be that to tell you your point guard needs to shoot and needs to shoot better than 35% from the free throw line. It's almost like I'm living in an alternative universe here. And now, Mike, the problem is not just this happened, it's drama. I think this is going to impact his trade value because I don't see the leverage the Sixers could drum up now. How do you think the events the last day or so hurt the Sixers in trying to get something good for him?
I don't think it changes it a whole lot, honestly. I think that the market kind of already was shaping up this way where, you know, they know they're not going to get Lillard before, at least before training camp, right? And it was kind of shaping up always to be these mid-market teams like Minnesota or San Antonio or some team like that. So I think we're going to start to see some of those rumors heat up a little bit. I don't think that this is necessarily going to, you know, if anything, I think this might be good because it'll expedite the process and it'll start to get those bids in and hopefully have these teams, you know, fighting with each other.
Mike, as you think about some of the possible suitors out there, give me some thoughts on the Timberwolves, the Kings, some of the teams we've heard. Do you see matches when you look at this roster, like those rosters? Do you see a possible trade on the horizon they could make if they want to make?
I don't think any of those teams are going to be able to give the Sixers the type of player they want back in return, which is part of the challenge in any of these deals. I think what you'll most likely see is one of those teams giving up, like let's say it's Minnesota, for example. They'll probably give up Malik Beasley, who's a very good player, right? And then they'll give up, you know, some role players and then maybe a handful of draft picks, like 2 first-round picks or 3 first-round picks. And I think that that's just the best they can do right now. That's the reality of it. And what they will probably do down the line is look to package those picks and the rest of the stuff that they have to get another star. You know, maybe that's Damian Lillard, maybe it's somebody else, but it's unfortunate that it has to be this way. But I think just where the market is at, they're going to have to hope to get some combination of immediate contribution plus some other, you know, young players and draft picks that you can package to use later on.
So, Mike, as we play this, I'm talking to Mike O'Connor of Rights to Ricky Sanchez. Training camp isn't that far away. There's a threat, I guess, out there now that Ben Simmons will not show up for training camp. Well, I guess we'll start with this. Do you buy that? Do you think Ben Simmons will actually hold out and not show up to training camp?
I do buy it, honestly. I do believe it. We've seen this happen in the past, right? I mean, James Harden didn't show up to training camp last year. Jimmy Butler, 2 or 3 years ago, barely showed up in Minnesota. I would be really surprised if Ben holds out of the regular season because then you start to see some really hefty fines coming along. I don't even think it'll get there, but yeah, I would not call his bluff on the training camp thing. I don't think he'll show up.
So if that's the case and we get to training camp and he's not traded and he doesn't show up, timeline-wise, do you think Daryl Morey has to make a deal by the season? Do you think this could drag into the season just because, you know, we're talking about a player, a max player that is at home, right? He's not playing basketball. It hurts the Sixers in a million different ways. Do you think we're going to get to a point where Daryl Morey's forced to just take something?
I really think you have to do it before the season, even if it's during training camp or if Ben has to miss all of training camp. Like, you cannot – if we talk about this team, and I think they view themselves as one of the contenders in the Eastern Conference, right? And if you're serious about that, you cannot go into a season where every game matters and you're fighting for seeding with this massive distraction over your head and with just, you know, a $30 million player sitting on the bench. I mean, you just can't do that. It's not fair to the coaching staff and to the players. Not fair to Joel Embiid, who you know is you know, hungry this season, to just say, we'll just sit our $30 million player and see whenever the offers come along. I don't think they can do that. So I think they have to get something done before the start of the season.
What's your best guess right now, Mike O'Connor, on September 1st? Your best guess on where this how this plays out? Where does Ben Simmons play basketball now? If you had to guess right now, based on the rumors, based on the teams we know might have some interest, if you had to guess where Ben Simmons is playing basketball when he finally suits up this coming season, who's he playing for?
I'm going to say the Minnesota Timberwolves. I think they've been the most consistently interested team. I think that they're really desperate to win, and they know that this is a really unique chance for them to get a star. And they have, you know, they have some decent players they can offer. Like I said, Malik Beasley, Jaden McDaniels. And, you know, just with how difficult it is for them to get free agents, they might be willing to give up three, maybe four draft picks. And I just, they make the most sense, you know, in terms of where they're at as a franchise. And I think that's what happens.
Mike, do you think Daryl Morey overplayed his hand here? By that I mean not doing this earlier in the summer, when obviously there was probably some interest and he was holding out for more, maybe hoping Dame Lillard would force his way out of Portland. And now we're here where it's getting harder to do this because it's obviously a disgruntled player who might not show up to training camp. Do you think Morey overplayed his hand and kind of set this situation into where it is now?
Yes, I think that they should have traded him earlier in the summer. However, you know, like I said, I don't think that this is really going to impact their return. I think this was always going to be the market. And this idea that he was going to be a James Harden type haul, it was just never a reality. I don't think that, like I said, I don't think that they've tanked his value or anything like that. I just think all they've really done is stall and wait, and the market hasn't moved an inch. And, you know, I think that they should have moved him earlier, but I don't think that they have tanked his value in any sense.
Mike, we always appreciate you hopping on. There's never a dull moment with this basketball team, even in an off season. Mike will be reading it. Writes to Ricky Sanchez. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Joe.
There he goes. Mike O'Connor writes to Ricky Sanchez on all things Ben Simmons. You hear that? His prediction is the Timberwolves.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.